Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Last week, little Julie Martin took her screen test in New York, and the comments have so far been more than favorable. But nothing more can be done to further Julie's career until her mother can be found. So this evening, Penny Gibbs has put in a call to Julie's grandmother, Jane Brennan, and is in the living room of the Gibbs home waiting for the call and talking to young Nora Lang. Nora says,
Freddie said he was just going for a walk when he left the house, but he's been gone more than an hour, Penny.
We decided that Freddie wasn't angry with you when he walked out. At worst, he has something on his mind, Nora. He just doesn't want to worry you about it.
But Crickety ought to know that's what a wife's for, to share her husband's troubles.
Oh, darling, that's true. Look, just remember that Freddie hasn't been a husband very long.
I know.
And he isn't thinking about it that way. Besides, darling, he's the independent kind. He's had to be all his life, fighting his own fight, solving his own problems.
But, Penny, never since I've known him has he snapped at me the way he did this evening. And Crickets, it was for absolutely no reason at all.
You mean no visible reason, darling. No, I still say part of it was your imagination, and part of it was because he's troubled about something. But I am certain of this. Whatever the reason, whatever the problem, in a day or two, the incident will be forgotten, and everything will be all right again.
I ought to feel that way, too, but I don't. Penny, is it because I'm going to have a baby that I'm so sensitive and feel so depressed?
You're depressed because you took Freddie's actions to heart. Maybe it is because you're going to have a baby that you feel so badly about what Freddie did, Nora. Look, darling, I've walked out on people, too, without being angry with them. But it was only because I was upset about something. And it was usually something trivial. Oh, I hope that's my call to Mrs. Brennan.
I hope so, too, Penny. I wonder if she's been able to locate Julie's mother.
Well, we'll find out right now. Hello?
Ready with your call to Mrs. Jane Brennan in New York. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, operator. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Brennan. This is Penny Gibbs in Rossville.
Oh, how are you, my dear? And how's my little granddaughter?
She's fine. We were both in New York last week, you know. We were...
In New York? Well, why didn't you call me?
Oh, we did several times, but there was no answer.
But I can't understand it. I wasn't here Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
Those are the days we tried to get in touch with you.
Oh, I was in White Plains visiting some friends. I'm so sorry I missed you. Something told me I should have stayed in town.
Well, I wish you had stayed, Mrs. Brennan. Julie made a screen test and was wonderful.
Oh, and I missed it. Was she really good?
Yes, I thought she was. And the people at the studio thought she was a real good little actress. You'd have been proud of her.
I'm proud of her just hearing about it. Give her a great big hug and kiss for me, will you?
Yes, I certainly will. Julie isn't here right now, or I'd let you speak to her. She's at a birthday party next door.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, you're awfully nice to my granddaughter. I know she's getting the finest care and having a lovely time. I wish you were my daughter and her mother.
You have no idea how I'd like to be, Mrs. Brennan. But, unfortunately, I'm not Julie's mother. And that's partly the reason for my call.
Yes, I know. You want to get in touch with Peg, don't you?
We'll have to find her, or nothing can be done with Julie's screen test.
Well, I told you I'd write to some relatives of mine in Oregon. I was going to write you tonight, because I got a letter from them this afternoon.
You mean they know where Peggy is?
No, they don't. But they saw her about a month ago when she stopped over for a few days. She was on her way to Canada and said she'd write to them, but so far she hasn't.
Oh, then we still have no way of knowing where she is.
No, but there's a chance Peg will keep her word and write to my family in Oregon. They promised that as soon as they heard from her, they'd wire.
Then we just have to trust in luck that Peg writes, don't we?
And it will be nothing but luck, Miss Gibbs. Peg hates to write.
Oh, I guess we all do. This is one time I hope Peg has the urge. Oh, you let me know when you hear something, won't you?
Oh, I certainly will. Well, this is costing you money, and all because you want to do something for my granddaughter. I hope to repay you 1,000-fold someday, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, nonsense. If I can do something for Julie, I'd enjoy doing it.
Well, you don't have to make it costly. I'll hang up and save you a little money. Goodbye, and thanks for calling, Miss Gibbs.
Goodbye, Mrs. Brennan. Nora?
Yes, Penny?
That was Mrs. Brennan, but she still has no idea where to get in touch with Peg.
Cricket, you'd think we'd have heard from her a long time ago. I know I'd at least write and find out about my own daughter.
Well, Peg's a strange girl, Nora. I think she means well, but her sense of values is a little unbalanced. She just doesn't see things in their proper perspective sometimes.
Like the way I looked at Freddie's sudden flare-up, you mean?
In a way, darling. Oh, Nora, don't worry about it. It's still early. Maybe Freddie met one of his friends down at the corner and is talking about farming with him. You don't know. You know how Freddie loves to talk about your farm.
He wasn't thinking about the farm when he left here, Penny. And he wasn't in the mood to talk to anyone. Golly, I wonder where he went and what he's doing and if he'll ever come home.
Who is it?
It's Freddie. Freddie Lang. Is this Helen Burroughs' room?
Yeah. Yeah, just a minute, Freddie.
Well, at last you got wise to yourself and figured you'd be nice to little Helen, huh? Come in.
Thanks.
Sorry the room isn't much to look at, but best a girl can do.
Hey, and never mind locking the door, sister. I just came in here for a few fast words, and then I want you to beat it out of town.
What you want me to do and what I want me to do are two different things, kid. So don't waste your time giving me orders.
Now, look, Helen, I just... Look, it's just that you've got... Well, I don't know how to tell you...
Oh, what's the matter, Freddie? Do I look so good to you, you forget what you want to say?
No, it's just that I don't know how to say it so that... It'll do some good.
Freddie, talk never did anybody any good. In fact, it's talk that gets people into trouble.
Yeah, I know that. Now, look. Tonight, I almost blew my top at Nora. I snapped at her as if I was going to bite her head off. And for nothing at all. She didn't do a thing or say a thing to have me treat her that way.
You treat them all rough, huh? Well, that's the way to do it. As long as you're nice to me.
Look, Helen, you don't get it. I popped off at Nora because I was thinking about you. And just thinking about you made me sore.
You was thinking about me, huh?
Yes, I was. Thinking about how you better get out of town before I pack you up and throw you out. Well, go on. Go ahead. Laugh if you want, because I'm not kidding, Helen. Just thinking
Freddie.
About you makes me so mad I don't care what I do or who I hurt. But I'm not going to hurt Nora again. I hurt her enough tonight. It's something I've never done before and something I'm not ever going to do again. And you're the cause of it. Now, you're going to get out of...
Money, kid. Money. Money works wonders, you know. Buys a lot of things.
All right. If I give you some, will you beat it?
Well, give me some money, and then we'll talk about that. In fact, I'll take some right now. On account.
I don't have much with me. In fact, I don't have much anyway.
Well, I'll take what you've got. But then get some more. A lot more.
Here.
I shouldn't even say thanks for this.
Well, I said thanks for it. And I earned it.
Ah, ain't you the noble
one? No, I'm not noble, Helen. I just don't want anyone to hurt Nora. In the next few days, I'll get you as much money as I can scrape together. And then you'll get out of Rossville, or maybe you'll have to be carried out.
I'll get it.
Hello, Nora.
Oh, Cricket, Freddie, you've been gone so long, I was beginning to worry about you.
Thanks. Still speaking to me?
Of course I am. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Been crying, haven't you?
I'm sorry, Freddie. I couldn't help it. Say,
are we alone down here? The others gone to bed yet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, let's go into the living room a minute. I want to talk to you, Nora.
All right, Freddie.
Nora, you don't have to accept my apology if you don't want to, but you've certainly got it coming.
No, there's nothing to apologize for. I understand.
I wish you did. I wish I could explain it to you, but I can't. Come here. Let me put my arms around you.
Oh, I want you to, Freddie. I didn't think you'd ever put your arms around me again.
Nora, when I busted out of here tonight, I didn't think you'd ever want me to.
Oh, I wanted you to more than ever, Freddie.
Forgive me, Nora. I didn't mean to talk to you the way I did. I didn't mean to walk out on you. I don't know what made me do it.
Oh, it doesn't matter now, darling. You're back. You're holding me in your arms, and you're gonna...
Yeah, darling. Just like this.
Oh, Freddie. It's so nice making up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the good part about having a falling out, I guess, Nora. Look, if this ever happens again, don't let it upset you. And don't think I've ever stopped loving you.
I can't promise that, Freddie. I'll try not to be upset, but it's so awful to see you upset. It hurts so deep, and I just couldn't see what I'd done to make you angry with me.
Well, you hadn't done anything at all. It was just something on my mind, that's all.
But can't I know what's on your mind? Isn't that one of the things I'm for, to help you when you're in trouble or have a problem?
Yeah, sure it is, Nora, but this is something you don't have to worry about. It's something I can handle myself. In fact, I've already taken care of it. Want to sit down?
Close to you.
Better be close.
Couldn't be closer, could I?
I guess you thought that I hated you when I walked out of here tonight, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But I should have known better, Freddie.
Oh, I guess we're just living together and learning together, Nora. Mm. I guess a guy hurts a lot of people without meaning to. And most of all, the girl he loves more than anything in the world.
Oh, I hope I never hurt you, Freddie. I know how painful a hurt like this can be.
If you hurt me, Nora, I'll deserve it for this, but I'll make it up to you someday, and someday I'll tell you what it's all about, too, and we'll sit down together and we'll laugh until we've got tears in our eyes. But when I walked out tonight, Crickets, it wasn't a laughing matter.
So Nora and Freddie Langer reconciled again after their first quarrel. But will Freddie be able to handle the problem of troublesome Helen Burroughs as readily as he thinks? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB, KCB, KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay and get just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.